Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30. The title of the chapter is The Activities of the Prachetas, text number 49. Chakshushe
Antare
Prapte
Prapte.
Then it happened. Prapte. previous sarge creation kala vidrute destroyed in due course of time yaha one who sarja created praja living entities ishta desirable saha he daksha daksha dhaiva by the supreme personality of Godhead jodita inspired translation by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki his previous body had been destroyed but he the same daksha inspired by the supreme will created all the desired living entities in the chakshusha manvantara translation responsibly please his previous body had been destroyed but he the same daksha inspired by the supreme will created all the desired living entities in the chakshusha manvantara quoted by Srila Prabhupada as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.17 sahasraiva varyantam ahare brahmano vidu ratrin yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vidho janah by human calculation a 1000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day and such also is the duration of his night Brahma's one day consisting of 1000 cycles of the four yugas Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. In that one day there are 14 manvantaras and out of these manvantaras this Chakshusha manvantara is the sixth. The various manus existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follows. Number 1 Swayambhuva, 2 Swarochisa, number 3 Uttama, 4 Tamasa, 5 Raivata, 6 Chakshusha, 7 Vaivasvata, 8 Sarvarni, 9 Daksha Sarvarni, 10 Brahma Savarni, 11 Dharma Savarni, 12 Rudra Savarni, 13 Deva Savarni and 14 Indra Savarni. Thus there are 14 manus in one day of Brahma. In a year there are 5040 manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of manus appearing and disappearing during the life of one Brahma is 504,000 years. So 504,000. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All these manus come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Yasvai Vanishvasita Kala Matavalambya Jeevan Tiloma Vilaja Jagadanda Nada Vishnur Mahan Saha Ihayasya Kala Visesho Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. The word Jagadanda Nada means Lord Brahma. There are innumerable Jagadanda Nadas, Brahmas, and thus we can calculate the many manus. The present age is under the control of Vaivasvata Manu. Each Manu lives 4,320,000 years multiplied by 71. The present Manu has already lived for 4,320,000 years multiplied by 28. All these long spans are ultimately ended by the loss of material nature. The controversy of the Daksha Yajna took place. The controversy of the Daksha Yajna took place in the Swayambhuva Manvantara period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by the virtue of his prayers to Lord Shiva, he became eligible to regain his former opulence. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent severe penances up to the 5th Manvantara. Thus, at the beginning of the 6th Manvantara, known as the Chakshusha Manvantara, Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessings of Lord Shiva. So here we are reading about the activities of Prachetas, and that Lord Brahma is personally appearing and instructing or advising Prachetas to accept the Maricha, that the girl who was born, and to accept her as a wife. And so now this is here is like we are talking this, especially in this purport, talking about the universal administration, because we all know Lord Brahma takes birth, and then Lord Brahma is what is his duty? Lord Brahma's duty is to create and then maintain create all the living entities according to the desire. Okay, again, boils down to the desire. So whatever the desires are, accordingly, Lord Brahma creates the living entities according to the desire and then gives the suitable bodies. So, and then he creates so many prajapatis. Like so many prajapatis are created because they are all working for Brahma. Actually, Lord Brahma is like they are all Brahma's manasaputra. So, because actually when Lord Brahma was born, this is like a Lord Brahma, when he was born from the navel. It's like a lotus flower is stem, the stem, and then the lotus, Lord Brahma was born. So Lord Krishna, this is like a Lord position of the different Vishnus are explained. Like we have a Karnadasai Vishnu, then he is inhaling and exhaling, then Lord Brahma. Karnadasai Vishnu or Mahavishnu, when he exhales, the universes are coming. When the Mahavishnu exhales, the universes are coming. And then each and every universe, the Garbhodara Sai Vishnu, he enters. And then from Garbhodara Sai Vishnu's navel, only the Brahma comes. And then Brahma, he creates this, all this, the Prajapatis. The Prajapatis, all the Manus, everybody is coming from Brahma. This is like a Brahma, the Manasaputras. So there Brahma is creating all of them. So now, here we are finding this the situation where the Brahma's duration is 100 years. 100 years, one day of Brahma is Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Srila Prabhupada quotes from the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day. So one, actually, now only people are asking, like yesterday somebody asked, is that the world is going to finish now? No? Because they are seeing only the little bit of this. The problems created now. See, people are asking, is the world going to finish now? No, it's only a beginning only. The world has just begun, because this is like a 5,000 years we have just crossed. 5,000 years passed. Like even in this Kali Yuga only, we have to live another 432,000 years. That the world is going to finish. At least according to the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic scriptures, the world is just beginning, this, at least this Yuga. So there is long way to go. Yes, all these different disturbances, different troubles, and all these things we see, immediately it makes us think, oh, it's, the world is going to end. No, the world will not end as is, simple like that. It's a very big process. But at least, you know, like this Brahma's one day is Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. This Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. This put together, this unit is like one Divya Yuga. 1,000 Yugas to 1,000 day. The thing put together is only one day of Brahma. For us, it seems like a very enormous amount of time. Because for us, this finishing this 50 years, 60 years itself is a drag actually. Like so much. But the problem is, if somebody is engaged in the service of Krishna, there is no difficulty. Because there is no difficulty, because the time is there, and every day the Srimad Bhagavatam says the sun is rising and sun is setting, but the ayu is reduced. Ayu bharati vaipunsa udaya astanchayanishu yasyate yakshanamita uttama sloka vartaye. But when we are discussing about Krishna, when we are talking about Krishna, when we are doing devotional service to Krishna, that person's lifetime is not taken away. Because that is the glory, actually. The glory of devotional service, the glory of Krishna Katha, the glory of talking about Krishna is like the person is, when he is talking about Krishna, when he is rendering devotional service, he is beyond this jurisdiction. So that is why somehow this purport is, Srila Prabhupada explains like how Daksha, he committed an offense. Because he committed an offense in the Swayambhuva Manu, that first Manvantara, Swayambhuva Manvantara. Manvantara, he created an offense to Lord Shiva. And then that offense still continues actually. because he committed an offense, but the only thing is, like, he committed an offense and then Lord Shiva tolerated so much, and then beyond the level, and Sati committed, like, she also left her body, and then Daksha was killed, and Daksha was given a goat's head, and then again all these things. But then finally, again in the sixth manvantara, Sakshusha manvantara, the same Daksha is appearing again as the Prachetas, for the Prachetas and the Maricha, that the Brahmaji given that word, so you are going to marry and is going to beget Daksha. So this is what the situation is, and Srila Prabhupada says here, there are 14 Manus, they are like Manus, or this Manvantara also is avatar, actually, Manvantara avatar. Because Lord Krishna has guna avatars, leela avatars, different sakti avesh avatar, manvantara also avatar. Because Lord Krishna, the aim is how to bring the living entities back to the spiritual world. That is the mission. The mission of Lord is the same. Wherever, whatever the situation is, he wants all the living entities. He does not want anyone to suffer in this material world. He makes the arrangements. That's why Brahma is created, and Brahmika, all because of our desire. The living entity wanted to separately enjoy. That is why the Lord has to create this material world. Otherwise, there is no need of material world. Material world is it's a superfluous. There is no need, actually. No need of material world. It's only spiritual world is sufficient. But the living entity has a desire. No, I want to enjoy this. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to exercise my enjoying propensity. That is why. So, too, for the universal administration, Lord has created this situation. Brahmaji is there. And then different Manus are coming. And then they are reigning. And there are different, they look after the citizens. And Lord also appears in that the dynasties, in different dynasties, Lord appears. So, and the 14 Manus, they just, you know, one day of Brahma, 14 Manus. So, Srila Prabhupada gives the calculation, like, let me 14 day, this is like a Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam, if you say 1000 years, so that means, you know, like the 14 Manus are coming. Each Manu is almost 71 Yuga cycle, right? 71 Divya Yuga, they rule the whole thing. And whenever the Manus are changing, and the whole department changes. Indra is changing, all the different devatas, they are also changing. Like a portfolio changes, the 5 years finished, and the next year, the next portfolio comes. Like now, there is one person called Indra. So this is another indication, there is a person called Indra. So there is another, this is Indra is a person, also is a post also. Because there is Indra, and it's not like Indra means there is Indra always. Indra is a position. So like Agni, Vayu, Varna, they are all different positions are there. So that suitable living entity, the person who performs 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, Sahasraprut. So he becomes, he qualified to, that is why, you know, whenever anybody performs Ashwamedha Yajna, Indra gets a little bit perturbed, or there is another fellow competitor coming. So there is a situation. So all these things are there, and they ring the whole, until the end of this manvantara, 71 Yuga cycles, they all rule that. Then they look after all the living entities. And this is their service to Krishna. We have to understand. Because they are also doing all these things. They are also devotees. Not that they are not completely pure devotees. They are devotees, but they have some aspirations, some material desires are there. That is why they are here. Otherwise, they will be here. They will be sitting there in the spiritual world. Yeah? Because they have some desire. So to fulfill the desire, to facilitate that, Lord has created this situation. So now, here Srila Prabhupada gives the 14 Manus, and then he is saying this Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of Manus appearing in he gives the number. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. We are just sometimes maybe even this Yuga cycle, 1000 Yugas put together, that itself is mind boggling. But more mind boggling is, we are all talking about only one universe only. Now what we are reading is like a, because there are so many universes are there, so many Brahmandas are there, so many Brahmas are there. So this is like a more mind-boggling. This is what Lord Krishna's Sakti is, Achintya Sakti. Achintya. Sometimes some of the things we can put everything into our understanding, yes, like this is like that. But some of the things we can't understand like that. So that is why they talk Achintya. Achintya Sakti is like Lord Krishna's energies are like that. Some, we should not feel like, I am not able to understand this. Actually, Lord Brahma says like that only. after the Leela of Lord Brahmaji. This is a wonderful pastime when Brahmaji went to Dwaraka. Brahmaji went to Dwaraka to have darshan of Lord Krishna. So when Brahmaji went to Dwaraka to have darshan of Lord Krishna, and then there was the doorman, he asked, like, so he says asking because hey, the etiquette, so the doorman went inside and told Lord Krishna, this Brahma has come. So Lord Krishna said, please ask him which Brahma, what is his name? So then the person came and the outside and asked him, Lord Krishna is asking which Brahma? Brahma was so perturbed, you know, what's this? Which Brahma? Okay, anyway, so Krishna is asking, so please say Chaturmukha Brahma, the son of, the father of Chatushkumara, so that person has come. So he went in and he asked, then when before, so then Lord Krishna, he paid obeisances and then Lord Krishna also greeted him. And then after that, they asking, my dear Brahma, so what can I do for you? So then Lord, so they asking, before I go to the matter, I want to ask one question. You are asking which Brahma you are asking, so why you ask which Brahma? So then Lord Krishna just smiled at him. So at that time, like so many Brahma, so many Indra, so many Lord Shivas, from like Brahmas with the forehead, and forehead is standing there already, 8 head, 10 head, 100, 1000, hundreds. So all these Brahmas are all coming, and then they just paying their obeisances and they are asking, my dear Lord, this we got a good opportunity. Now you have called us for our service. So they are just asking Lord Krishna. No, just Lord Krishna is saying, no, I just casually, I just wanted to meet all of you together. So sometimes when we have general meeting, a big meeting there where all the sadasyas and everybody is coming. So, and our Brahma, this 400 Brahma is just seeing this, all this 1000-headed, just like looking like a small rabbit, you know, all these big shots are there of the universe. So this is like, and then this is the situation is like that only. Our situation, and then after that, Lord Brahma, he says in the prayer, says, others may say anything, but as far as I am concerned, and others may say that we know about Krishna and all this, but as far as I am concerned, I do not want to speak about this subject because I can't understand the length and breadth of all this to Krishna and all these glories by all my capacity, I can't understand that. This is not Brahma's position. What to talk of Brahma is like that, then what to talk of the tiny jivas, tiny living entities here? It's not possible at all. But still we have the audacity to say, yes, there is no God, God is dead, all these different statements we are about to make. But we don't know, because Brahmaji is the greatest of the personality, of the greatest jiva. He is not able to comprehend the Lord's energy, that is achindya. So that way, and all these things, and whatever all these things are happening, is just only the material, only ekapada vibhuti, just like only one portion only. This tripada vibhuti is there, the spiritual world. That is a separate thing. That is nothing to do with this. That is continuously existing, and all the pastimes are going on there. And this is like only 1/4 of this creation. So that only understanding that becomes so much of a big problem. So here, the point here Srila Prabhupada makes is like the Daksha. Prabhupada talks about this Jagadanta Natha. There are innumerable Jagadanta Nathas, Brahmas are there, and we calculate many Manus. The present age is under the Vaivashvata Manu, because this is this Manu, the Manu who is reigning now, is Vaivashvata Manu. This is that sometimes when you do the puja and punaskara, they will do some sankalpa. We have to do Vaivashvata Manvantare, because we have to say, because when this is like a Vedic way of when you are making sankalpa, when you want to do something, you have to give a full this thing, introduction, where you are, what will Bharata Varshe, Bharata Kande, all this. So we have the Chakshusha Manvantara. Previously Vaivashvata Manvantara. Previously was Chakshusha Manvantara. So here, and Prabhupada says here, all these long lifespans are ultimately ended by the loss of material nature. Even though it may seem like a very, very big period, the period is very big. So many years, so many millions of years, all these things. But all these years will pass. They all will go. But the thing is, what Krishna says, this is Abrahma Bhavanaloka Punaravartino Arjuna Mam Upayate Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So if you come back to me, you don't have to take birth again in this material world. That option is given. And the Lord is very, very merciful. No? Very, very merciful. He has given this facility. Because if you can understand, because this is not, this is Mahavishnu. And then Mahavishnu is only a small, one portion of Lord Krishna. So this is like a, the whole creation, Krishna, and then Balaram, and then Chaturvyuga, and then from there, the second Chaturvyuga, and then Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, and then all these things. Now, our position is very, very, very insignificant. But even though our position is very, very insignificant, Lord Krishna, he still makes it significant. Because even though we are insignificant, if we try to, with love and devotion, if we try to approach him, then we also become significant. So he gives, that is, he attaches so much importance for the devotee. Why? Because even though we are very insignificant, but still we are part and parcel of him. We have a very intimate connection. That's why Lord doesn't want to give like the situation, like he say, hey, mamai vamso, eva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. We are eternally part and parcel of the Lord, and we have a relationship with him, and we have to re-establish that relationship. That is the whole purpose of this material world. The whole purpose of material world is nothing other than we have to re-establish our relationship with the Lord and eternally serve the Lord as a sincere servant. That's it. That all other things are all faltu. No need of all these things, no need of other. But just somehow or other engage in pure devotional service. So like this is a Srila Prabhupada, this is like a, we are okay, when we understand how small we are, how we are like Anu and Lord is Vibhu. When we understand that, then we will know our position. Yes. Then our position is not that. There is nothing to be puffed up about our position. What is that to be puffed up? Actually, we don't have any opulence or any kind of this thing not there. And still, we, that way if we can have that understanding, then automatically we will be humble. We will be humble. The humbleness will automatically come. When we understand our insignificant position, Lord's great position, then we will be humble. Yes, yes, this is really great. Lord is great. And he is very, very kindly accepting our service. It's not that it's Lord does not want to accept, we need not accept anybody's service. Sahasra Lakshmis are serving. What is our little bit of service to him? Doesn't mean anything to him. But still he accepts the service because with the love, with bhakti, if it is offered. So that way we can understand. So here in this pastime we find many, many lessons here. Like when Daksha, because he committed an offense to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he committed an offense. Actually, Daksha was born as a Manasaputra in the Swayambhu, the beginning, Brahmaji created. So, Daksha was born as a Manasaputra. So, like that. And then now, he had an enmity or envious nature of Lord Shiva, then it's a kind of a it blocks one's devotion. Daksha could have gone back to Garden. That Manvantaravandi could have gone back, but he didn't go because he had enmity towards Lord Shiva and he maintained that also. And then so much so, then he fought with him and all this insulted him, everything he did. And then finally, Lord has to kill him. Then after that he repented. So Daksha also, he said, you should not think of Daksha. Sometimes the great personalities like Daksha, Indra, they are all like, they make mistakes. And then we should not kind of ridicule them. Oh yeah, because they are great personalities. They are all serving the Lord. But sometimes they do make mistakes. So we should. But from our point of view, we have to learn the lessons from them. So the Daksha like that. And then after that also, this is another problem. This offensive mentality, the doing offense mentality, sometimes it doesn't go very easily actually. See, he committed an offense, he appreciated Lord Shiva, and then by the mercy of Lord Shiva, he got everything back. And again, in this lifetime also, we will see, we are going to read in Srimad Bhagavatam in the later sections, we will see in the Sakshusha Manvantara, when he used to beget, like he begot so many children, 10,000 children he begot. They are all like Hariyaswas. He got 10,000 children. And his aim was, yes, please do perform austerities and then propagate the progeny. See, that is the business of progenitor. Prajapati Daksha. When Prajapati Daksha means his business is to increase the progeny. That is also one of the Lord's master plan. You have to increase the progeny. And there is another plan also. There is Narada Muni, he has another plan also. He has to liberate people.
this is like this is apparently it may seem like a contradictory, you know, like Prajapati, Daksha's business is to produce, but Narada's business is to liberate. So Narada Muni saw this Prajapati, Daksha's, Hariyaswas, 10,000 sons, they were performing big sacrifices, big austerities. Then he said, "Now why are you wasting time? Why are you wasting time? What is the purpose of life?" Everything he explained, and then yes, yes, what you are saying correct. They all just liberated actually. Then 10,000 Hariyaswas, everybody got liberated and then went back home. And then Daksha got very upset. I'm supposed to produce more and more progeny, and then this Narada Muni is coming and disturbing. So then again he created another person. What is that? Salvaka. So he created another 1,000 children. And they, okay, now your brothers didn't listen to me. Now you go and better do things properly. And then Narada Muni again intervened, and then the 1,000 also liberated. This is wholesale liberation, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and then he gives Krishna Bhakti. The same way Narada Muni also, like, he just liberated like that. So then again the offensive mentality started coming. So this again he started, how? Just now, a few manvantaras before only you offended Lord Shiva. And then he forgot the whole thing. And then the Narada Muni, then he started cursing Narada Muni. Oh, you don't understand. You don't know these people, they don't have this thing, no renunciation, that he just immediately gave them this thing, it doesn't work like that. Then, so that is why we have to be very, very careful. This offensive man, this is like a Hati Mata, like they say, the devotion. So Hati Mata is like this. Because when he had offensive mentality, this offensive mentality is very, very dangerous, very, very detrimental to, because eventually he will go back home, that's all right. But the thing is, why to hang around here? Want to see all these different viruses coming and different things moving around. What is all some like some leelas to watch or something. It's like something because Narasimha Leela, the Vamana Leela, all this is not something to watch here. So we better finish the business and then go. So that is why this offensive mentality is very, very dangerous. That's why Srila Prabhupada says all the time, like now His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj just to finish his pastime. So says one life we give for Krishna. Because this is like so many lives we have given. So many lives we have given for the enjoying sense gratification. So many lives we have given. What is the result? Again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Again and again that happens. At least in this one lifetime let us try to. At least we are not completely, we just let us try to give some time for Krishna. And then see how Krishna orchestrates our life. Yeah, this is the beauty. Krishna is very, very merciful. Krishna wants to take us back to Godhead. But we don't want, at least we have to qualify ourselves. We want to rectify our mentality, rectify our offensive mentality, or rectify our rebellious mentality. That is the whole place. The whole place is here. So rectify our mentality of disobeying His order. Then it will be all right. So that is what the whole thing is about. So we have to be careful what in our dealings also. Because here, so Srimad Bhagavatam is full of examples. Like we have Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu also, he performed a few things. Like just when Lord Shiva was there and Mother Parvati was sitting. And then he just laughed and he made a big fun. But it's Lord Shiva didn't take it very seriously. Because he knew that, okay, sir. Not a big deal, like he didn't care about it. But Mother Parvati didn't need to curse for Rudrasa. So like this, small offense and that's it. And then after that few lifetimes, so here in Daksha's case, few manvantaras, not just lifetime, few manvantaras left again, you have to come again. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the later section of the purport of 6th canto, Srila Prabhupada says, Daksha, eventually he had a darshan of Lord Vishnu in the 6th canto of Ichka. Coming, and then he performed, and then finally after having darshan of Lord Vishnu, he is again asking for situation so that he can raise the progeny. Again, that is the benediction he is asking. Okay. That way Srila Prabhupada comments, and so whatever the benediction he got from Lord Vishnu is not a real benediction. Because if he has Lord Vishnu's darshan you have, you immediately ask for pure devotion and then go back. That's what all the devotees did. Like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Chatushkumara didn't even bother. Immediately the father said, you go on progeny, you will forget it. Because, see, yes, maintaining, doing progeny is one thing, but higher principle is like a liberate everyone. So that is a higher principle. Generating progeny is okay, it's nothing wrong in that. But no, those who are not able to do completely, then they can do this. But the people who can, so they are directly they liberate. So that is what is recommended. So here, Srila Prabhupada says here, thus at the beginning of the sixth manvantara, known as the Chakshusha manvantara, Daksha regained his former opulence by Lord Shiva's blessings of Lord Shiva. So this is like a, this is a Lord Shiva is called Asukosh. Asukosh. Easily pleased and easily displeased also. So we have to be very careful. And Lord Shiva is like a Vaishnavana Metta Sambhu. He is the greatest of the devotees. He is somebody who worships Lord Shiva. And then this is like a, Lord Shiva himself says. Lord Shiva says he always meditates on the Sankarshan. So he always meditates on the Sankarshan and then he worships it. So that way, by if you want to please Lord Shiva, if you perform activities like Prachetasthi, so immediately Lord Shiva was pleased. Prachetas for performing big austerity and then worshipping Lord Vishnu and then immediately Lord Shiva is coming there. So this is the mood actually. If you want to get the blessings of Lord Shiva or any devata, but when you worship Lord Krishna, automatically you get the blessings of all the devatas. Yeah, this is a, people do it the other way around. I will worship this separately. No, you worship Lord Krishna, automatically all the devatas, they are very pleased. They are very happy. You are doing the right thing. This is a, you are doing the pure thing. You are doing, so that way they don't have any kind of, I was reading the one pastime of Chandidas. Chandidas, the Srimad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes the songs of Chandidas. So Chandidas had one brother. Chandidas was a worshipper of Devi. Originally Chandidas was worshipping Devi and he had a very opulence, very big opulence, but his brother was just having some shaligram and he was worshipping. It was not much opulence or anything. So he used to think that brother, Chandidas' brother used to think, oh, I don't have much there, so I don't have even flowers to offer. He just sometimes, so one day he was thinking like that, there was a wonderful flower in that the brother's garden, Chandidas' garden. So what he did was, he looked at the flower and then from there only he offered to the Shaligram he offered. So the next day, that flower he offered to Devi, the Chandidas offered. So that day Devi became very happy. Every day I am offering the same flower and now today he said he became very happy. Yes, but today's flower is different actually. Today's flower is a Shaligram Mahaprasad. So the flower which has been offered. So that is why. So then Chandidas asked, why did you tell me that? Because then I would have said, no, but you did ask. What is the real aim? Who is the supreme? You did never ask them. That is why we have to be very careful. Devatas, you ask something, they will give that. You ask it, that's why they again. But they know better, they know well what is the right thing. But you follow the prescription, they have to give. So then after the Chandra, oh, now from now onwards I will worship the Supreme Lord. And so in the Lord's separation, he is saying, I wasted so much of my life like this. So then he sang all the songs of the Viraha, all these songs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated all the songs of Chandidas. So this is the pastimes are like that actually. So like that, when we have to, when Lord is pleased, automatically, this way, Eswim Tushte, Jagat Tushte. If Lord is pleased, everybody is pleased. So that this pastime where Lord Shiva performing, Lord Shiva kindly forgiving Daksha and then he has to come again in the Chakshusha Manantara and then he has to do the creation again. And then we will read, here only the mention, but the more details of all the Hariyashvas and the Savaraswas will come in the next time. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna.
Yes. So, you mentioned one important point in the sixth canto of the Bhagavad Gita. So, when Daksha praises the Supreme Lord, the Lord comes and gives him the benediction to create more. And then it's mentioned there that actually it's not really favorable.
Yes.
The point is, first of all, it's a great creator, the Darshan of the Lord.
Yes.
So somehow if we please the Lord, let's say Akrama, whatever is the desire, no desire, full of desires, you come to the Lord, you know, there will be, you will be benedicted. And Guru Maharaj does that, he comes there. But then the Lord gives him the material desire and
fulfills,
devotional service also.
Yes.
But in this case, he did not favor him. And I just wonder that if Lord doesn't favor him, then...
Yeah, yes, that's a good question. In Dhruva Maharaj's case, it was because it depends on the desire of the living entity. Because Daksha is not purified enough, actually. So because, see, Lord also does not want to give prematurely that this thing. So Daksha has still some desires to fulfill. Because Dhruva Maharaj has completely given up all these things, and then he is ready to. But even for Dhruva Maharaj also, what Lord gave us, like, yes, I am giving you this, and then towards this thing, then you will come back to me. So Lord gives them blessings. But Daksha also, eventually he will go, because he is performing all these activities. But this is the whole idea. The whole idea of our exercise, this whole exercise is how to purify our desire. If we can purify our desire in one life, or 100 life, or 1 million life, it is up to us actually. If I can purify my desires in the same life, so but this the whole process of Sankirtan movement is so wonderful, because what the great all the yogis and jnanis, all the prajapatis, they could not achieve, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can achieve in one lifetime, because Kali Yuga special, because we have very, very low memory, low capacity, everything low, manda, sumanda, madayo, manda, bhagya, yuva, everything is low. That is why taking Krishna consciousness process will give the greatest blessing. Yes, because why Daksha was not given, why Daksha has to continue in this cycle? Because he has a desire, this desire is there. But when after going through all these things, then when somebody desires, oh no, I have no need of doing all this, I wasted all this. Because after so much 71 ego cycles, you understand or wasted, then what? So that is why the benefit is given. But unfortunately in the Kali Yuga we have lived only 100 years, even the 100 years only, nowadays 50, 60 years only we live. So that means not much left actually. So that is why even this one lifetime we try to give it for Krishna, and then Krishna will definitely take control of our life, yes. And then he will direct whatever way our life has to be. So that way, so the bottom line is here, we have to purify our desire. That's why by performing, even that is why it may seem like a little bit theoretical, doesn't matter, because even, see, performing devotional service without any motivation, without any interruption, it's very, very high order, tall order actually. But at least we have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. Because we have to start. Because Lord Krishna has given that benediction, as you rightly said, akama, sarva, kama, moksha, kama. Yes. But at least theoretically we have to understand, why should I ask something from the Lord? Lord has already given me something. Let me ask only pure devotion. Let me ask only that. Then at least maybe in the lifetime, maybe some other lifetime, because at least that desire will be lingering in our mind. Yes, I don't want to ask anything from the Lord. If Lord gives me suffering, yes, like Kunti Maharani, yes, let the suffering come. So what? I'm like, suffering come, let me go through the suffering. But I don't want to pray to the Lord, Lord, please take me, get me out of my suffering. Why? Let the suffering, there, then let me remember the Lord. If we have always enjoyment, like that's what happening in the heavenly planets, they forget Lord. They commit offenses to the Lord. Same Indradev, he committed one offense in Dwara, the Damodar Lila, they committed offense. The same Indra, after a little bit longer, Krishna goes and gets a pariyadam, again he fights with Krishna. What is this? Like just now, in the few past times before only, he got a big lesson from him, and then the same Lord is coming there to perform, then you commit another mistake. So we have to be very careful. That's why, even though it may seem like Anyabhilashita Sunyam may look, it's not theoretical, but at least it has to go into, because we have been used to what to get from the Lord from young side. So from that level we have to go, what can I do for you Lord, what can I do, how can I serve you, like that mentality if we can develop, and then the desire, that is the whole purpose of bhakti. She came and she cases the same, so somehow or other purify the desire and try to engage the desire in the service of the Lord, then that will happen. Eventually it will happen. Daksha also eventually will go back. No doubt about that. There's nothing, no, because he had a darshan of Lord Vishnu. It's not an easy thing, as you rightly said, it's not easy. But still, Like Indradeva also had a darshan of Vamanadeva. But what he is asking Vamanadeva? He is asking, please, I want to get the kingdom from Bali Maharaj and give it to you. So you could have asked for pure devotion. But you are, at that time your desire is saying you want to get that and then you want to continue your Indraloka thing for another 71 yuga cycle. That's what you want. So Lord gives that actually. So you want to do that, then Lord does not want to force anything upon anyone. Because, yes, but Dhruva, in another case, Dhruva said, no, Swamin Kritartosmi Varamna Yache. I got the jewel of your association, I do not want anything. So his whole consciousness became completely purified. So that is why Lord gave him that option. Thank you very much.
Looks like our austerity here, Satya Yoga they were doing 50,000 years austerity.
Yeah.
But our austerity just for maybe equivalent of 2 or 3 years is much more difficult than theirs.
Correct. But the thing
you can't
is,
even breathe now properly.
But the austerity, what our austerity is like, see they did like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they performed so many austerity, but our austerity is just like, even though it may seem like big, but thing is, one lifetime austerity and then remaining completely the Vaikuntha Vasa, the Goloka Vasa. So we have to decide which one I want, whether I can, what are we compromising, like we just one lifetime I want to enjoy and then this will continue for eons will be here only. But one lifetime, what is the austerity here? Little bit of only pizza, lasagna and then burger, that's it, that's very little austerity. Actually if somebody says devotional life is austerity, where is the austerity in this actually? Like we are enjoying, but only the Krishna prasadam we are enjoying. Like everything, after the devotee's life is very very enjoyable. Like there is no big this thing. This is like anandam buddhi vartanam. There is not much big austerity here. Simple austerity is only. So,
yeah, some of the regulatory principles can seem very complex. Like for example, for Vishwamitra,
yeah,
only one manik appeared.
Yeah.
For people here, constantly they are showing everything.
Yes, appearing. That's true. We have to be careful.
So every second.
But Haridas Thakur also was here only. So we have to take the blessings from Haridas Thakur. Yeah. Because that's why, like, it's not that, yes, we hear distractions are more, but we have to remember Krishna is with us actually. That is the beauty. Krishna is there to help us. Krishna is not there to distract us, Krishna is there to help. But if you take shelter of Krishna, and then that is why he says the purport of that sloka where Maya Metam Karanti Deshila Prabhupada says, if somebody surrenders to Krishna, Krishna orders the material nature, do not trouble the living entity, this living entity. Krishna orders actually. No, we are no more suffer, no more troubling, no more distraction to that person. Because when you surrender, then Krishna reciprocates it. He says, he orders Maya, do not bother him. So then Maya will not touch the person. Until that time you surrender, Maya will give all the options, different things. Why are you surrendering? Why are you doing that? Why can't you enjoy? Like that, she will give all the options. But if somebody surrenders, no, Krishna, you are the main thing, I don't know. Then Krishna orders that, saying, no, don't bother. So that way Maya will not trick her that level.
Yeah, that surrender requires full faith. Even Indra didn't surrender to Krishna.
Yes, yeah, didn't surrender. Because if he surrendered, then why he refused to parijan to Krishna?
He was protecting the right of his wife.
Yeah.
Because his wife was not happy, Indra's wife. So therefore, he has to do something.
Yeah. So that's why we have to be. So that is why for the root of the thing is desire. We have to desire.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Pure devotion. Let me, one lifetime, let me do this. So many lifetimes we wasted. So one lifetime, what is a big deal? Even this lifetime we try to give it for Krishna. So then Krishna will look after us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Gratara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Jai. Jai.